Hello, everybody. This is William Del Pilar, and of course, this is Fired Up. Hello, everybody. Before we commence, it's been a long 7 days for me. I don't get out of the house much, and when I do, I get so far behind with work. Oh, my gosh, I got an itch. And I went to the California Republican Party convention. We are going to talk about that in depth. At some point over the next few days, I'm going to do a Fired Up. I've committed about over a dozen, maybe two dozen people to come and do the podcast. So there's going to be a lot of recordings here that I think you're going to enjoy. A lot of interviews. I've got a congressional candidate who came in the top two in California. Before I go on, in California primaries, it's the top two, regardless of party that end up moving forward. There was a farmer who'd had enough up in Northern California, was a write-in candidate, and I'm assuming came in second. And the reason I'm assuming is I can't find his card. He gave me his card twice, and I still lost it like a moron. You know, I've actually got somebody who knows our good friend, the late Karen Roseberry, who worked with her at the Family Pregnancy Center. I want her to come on, talk about the Family Pregnancy Center. I want to take my shots at politicians because they don't support Family Pregnancy Centers like Democrats support Planned Parenthood. Period. End of story. There's no excuse. And I'm going to ask her, you know, to say a few words about Karen in terms of her and the Family Pregnancy Center. I've got a great project that's just starting out with an individual. For the last 5 years, we've always talked about working together. He's a very experienced consultant. His family came here in the early 1900s. Quite a few generations of farming. I don't think he took the hand of farming since he's in politics, but we're hopefully going to be working on some things. And so many other people that I met and spoke to. In fact, I met John Eason. I snuck a selfie with him because they were actually charging money. But God bless that man. I met a couple of J6. Or at least one J6 individual. It was an eventful event, even though the numbers weren't there because Donald Trump was not there. So I've come back from all of that, and I had to miss some Lexit meetings. I just got involved with the group Lexit, and I'm going to bring somebody on board. They are very strong here in San Diego County, going to the school boards and standing up to them. And in fact, San Diego County helped lead the way nationwide. So I'm going to have them come on and talk about it. So a lot of excitement that's going to be happening. Before we go on, though, to tonight's topics, I really didn't have a lot of time to plan. I did come across quite a few comments I want to talk about and give the truth about them as well as my own opinion. But at the end of the day, before we go on, you can find this podcast, Fired Up, and others like it. We have a libertarian political show. We have pure play sports shows where it's all sports, no politics. I have my own political sports show where it is politically oriented. I have an entertainment podcast. I love that podcast, and I will be shooting that tomorrow. But you can find all of this at grumblingsmedia.com. You can also find us at YouTube, Rumble, Apple, Spotify, Google, and Pandora, all under the profile Grumblings Media. So please check it out and most definitely share. And a big thank you to everybody out there. Big John and I started this project a couple of years ago, just messing around for the first year. Before we knew it, a year had passed. We're like, okay, we got a foundation set. We think we know what we want. And it started to blossom. We went from these podcasts, happy that we went from 6 to 12 viewers. Oh, yeah. Then we hit 50, 60, 90. And now we're averaging at about 500 a pop for our shows. And don't get me wrong. We've had some that have seen thousands of downloads. But the point is we're still young. We're still growing. This is a saturated market, but we are one of a handful of shows that is tackling pop culture, sports, and politics all under one umbrella from the conservative and libertarian perspective. And that's what makes us unique, both conservative and libertarian. So first of all, I wanted to keep What they're looking for out of me is, from the company is, hey, William, you got to keep these podcasts going. You know, you got to make them weekly. You got to stick with it. And Fired Up was one of the worst because I was working on so many other podcast projects, et cetera. And I still am. I mean, right now, y'all may not realize it, but it's well past my bedtime. So tonight I wanted to take the opportunity to respond and comment on some of these X's. What do they call it? It was called Twitter, and it was a tweet. I guess with Xing, we just have a post. And I wanted to comment on some of the posts. Now, if you're conservative, you may not like some of the comments I'm going to give, but I really don't care. The short gist of it is, when I first got involved in politics, I was a political junkie my whole life. Got involved in 2015 with the Ted Cruz campaign. Crisscrossed the country as a grunt. I didn't know Ted or anybody of importance. I just wanted to learn the process. Went on to get elected to my local community. I was told by some, hey, we like you. You could be a rising star in this party. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's pretty cool. Everybody loves attention. You know, I was Latino, successful. I checked off the right – or I checked the right boxes off. Eventually, they got tired of me. Because I started to criticize leadership. And then I started getting into it with my fundamentalist friends. And I'm not what is called political material because I'm not extreme. Right now, the extremes of both parties are really causing chaos. Right now in California, leadership is very elitist. And once again, this weekend, I saw them try to destroy and take out the Conservative Party. But we'll talk about that more later. But my point is some of the topics, you may be a little shocked at my answers. So I am going to and before we go forward, this is my first time using StreamYard and working it alone. And it's very self-intuitive. But forgive me if I make some errors. So I haven't even put these in order because I'm like, oh, gosh, I don't want to screw it up. Just leave the order where it's at. We are going to start, you know, well, we'll start with the big man himself, Bill Maher. All right. So I guess Bill Maher, he's got a book to push or something. He's making the rounds. Look, Bill Maher. His show used to be pretty decent to watch when it was all the way back on USA Today. And then for a short while when it was on ABC Late Night. And I stopped watching it about then. He just went full-blown leftist. You know, Bill Maher knows what the deal is, but he just doesn't want to admit it. He doesn't truly care about having a great America. He sees it going to true extremes right now, so he wants that to end. But at the end of the day, he's okay with an authoritarian rule. Why? Because he's rich. The elitists with authoritarian rule, they snuggle up to the authoritarians in one form or fashion, and they are usually exempt from all the damage that gets caused to the working man. So, as you can see here, let me see if I can make this just a little bit bigger for everybody here. I'm not sure I can. Let's see. Yeah, there we go. So, Megyn Kelly triggers Bill Maher by calling Hillary Clinton the original election denier. So, the gist of this is simple. He said, no, she didn't. Megyn Kelly said, yeah, she did. Click. And she shows him where he says that, you know. And then he continues to try to lie because he's been caught. Bill Maher is an intellectual, but he's also a stoner. He's also a drinker. He's also a partier. He's also a little older. He's not as sharp as some of the young whiz kids out there, you know. And Megyn Kelly, God bless her heart. I love her, hate her, depending on what month, what year it is. She is still very sharp. And she caught him in the next lie, you know, after Megyn Kelly said he spent 4 years saying that he was illegitimate. Then he lied to deny it. And boom, click, show that. Then he started to lie and said, yeah, but she conceded the election, et cetera, et cetera. That's where Megyn Kelly kind of dropped it a notch. She should have said, no, she never conceded the election because she pulled back her concession. No different than what Al Gore did in 2000. And maybe Megyn Kelly hasn't read the book Shattered, but in that book, the reporter talks about how that campaign was going to use the Russian collusion to begin attacking Donald Trump in regards to the election. And they did that. And it ballooned. So Bill Maher is pretty much what I call a fraud in a way. He wants you to believe he's middle of the road, but he's not. You know, he's a leftist. He has just seen the danger of socialism and communism. He doesn't mind authoritarianism under the banner of we pretend one side is competitive against the other side. He's okay. What he doesn't want is pure play socialism and pure play communism, which that's the inevitability of authoritarianism, which we're seeing right now with the foie, the fake Trump trials. I mean, that anybody, even his most ardent haters who are lawyers and are honest about that, say, yeah, he's gonna, yeah. You know, so you're seeing the hatred of what's happening to him bleed through to my brethren Latinos. You know, I always tell people, somos como cucaracha, estamos por todos lados. We're like cockroaches, we're everywhere. And we are heading, I was trying to find the right word. We are emigrating to the conservative party, or rather the Republican party. Black men, the same thing. Black men right now feel the Democrat party has no use for them. Now, if they're the designated overseers, like Kendall, I think is his name, or Charlemagne the God, and that crew, or the Maxine Waters, what it is the Democrat plantation allows a few people to come on board, taps them as overseers, and it's their job to keep them in line. We have them on our side too. You know, there's plenty of Latino overseers who have sold out, you know, and I remember one of them, I was at an event and he was talking about Trump. You see Trump, see all these McDonald's raises people getting, and he's trying to claim that. I go, and he was posting about it. I go, hey, bro. And he looked at us. Yeah, us Latinos got to sit together. I go, no, we don't. I go, show me your post where the only type of job growth Obama had were McDonald's type. Feel free to show me. We'll wait. And he looked at me. What are you talking about? You know what the hell I'm talking about. Don't play stupid. I go, are you stupid? And this was his candidate was getting ready to go seek the endorsement from the group I was in at the time. So the kid was smart, didn't say anything because there were people around. He didn't want to screw it up for his candidate. But at the end of the day, we have him on our side. It's their job to keep my brethren Latinos on the plantation. And actually, they're trying to grow us because they want us to replace you, Black America. Think about it, Black America. All these illegals coming over, all of them coming over, they're here for one reason. You all have been stuck at 10 to 13% of population, the demographics, for who knows how long. We're increasing. You add approximately 40 million illegals since the Ronald Reagan era, about 11 million since Joe Biden, I think it's about 11 million they were saying for the last maybe 10 years, if not millions in the Biden reign. But you get my point. They're taking over. We are taking over. I don't want that to happen. I'm with you. What saddens me is y'all are finally waking up, Black America, Latinos, white progressives. You're finally seeing the damage. And the only reason you're seeing that is because we finally had some governors smarten up and start sending these illegals to your cities, to the urban cities, L.A., San Francisco, New York City. You know, so that's – and all of this Bill Maher knows. And that's what he understands. He understands, look, if there's no America that he can exploit – in this current incarnation, we're doomed. And he doesn't want that. So that's why he's making this tour on semi-conservative shows or moderate shows. Well, no conservative shows, but moderate shows to spew his nonsense, sell a book. And Megyn Kelly probably got it. So, and kudos here to Mr. Eric Abenante to have exposed this. And Bill Maher, you know, people look at him like they do Tulsi Gabbard, I guess. And they're not conservatives. They're not even close. They fall under the 80-20 rule where, hey, we agree 80% of the time. We're our allies. We agree with Bill Maher and the Tulsi Gabbards of the world 20% of the time, if that. So, no. You know, it irks me whenever I see Gumby Trump or Tulsi Gabbard for vice president. You freaking moron. Get the hell out of here. That's why our party loses, because the idiots like that. All right. Let's go to one that breaks my heart. Candace Owens. I love Candace Owens. I found her on YouTube right before she got famous, and I couldn't listen to her whole videos, but I got the gist of it because I've heard the same talk over and over. But what got me about her was her passion. You know, the fact that she was black, she was, at the time, there weren't a lot of black figures willing to come out and talk like her. And she was, she epitomized what conservatism is about in terms of who we accept. You go to any conservative rally, you go to any conservative meeting, and you're a progressive, we'll welcome you. Y'all won't welcome us. And that's the difference between us. And yes, that's what makes me better, makes conservatives better than the average progressive. The progressives say they are the party of tolerance. Somebody forgot to tell BLM and billions in damage, violence, and murder. Occupy Wall Street, rape and murder. You know, or was it rape? Maybe just rape, not rape and murder. But the point is, and you look at these, wherever we're at, we clean up. The progressives know. These are simple little things that I notice that differentiate who we are from what they are. I'm not a better human being than they are, but I'm a better person than they are. I am an individual tolerance. When you hear me go off on people, it's because they deserve it, because they would undercut us, because they're okay with seeing rape, murder, and pillage happen, i.e. BLM, and then they'll defend it. I'm past all that. I'm past playing Mr. Nice Guy in that sense. But if I meet you on the street, hey, I'm not going to judge you based off your party. I'm going to let you express yourself, and that's what I'll judge. So that's what Candace started the spread. Something happened, you know, she became huge, big hit, massive hit. And I always tell people, do not ever forget where you came from. And to me, it seems like she may not have forgotten where she came from, but she's lost. You know, pornography was created as a tool of enslavement, not freedom. It was created by the most depraved among our human race to psychologically introduce homosexuality and incest. And really, oh, let me finish this. Homosexuality, pedophilia, and incest. Religious sacraments to Satanists. Ban it and stigmatize every person who profits from it. Now, I shut that down because I'm looking for my response to her. And my point is, that may be true, but it is protected. You know, it is protected speech. And at what point do we go, enough? Enough, Candace, enough. You want small government. You want to end this authoritarian mess. You want to, give me one second here. Let's see. Where the heck did I respond to this woman? And this may have been a little while ago. let me see. Where are you at? Oh, man. I should have prepared for this better. Okay, so here was my response. This is what happens when you stop living in the real world. Let me make this a little bigger. This is what happens when you stop living in the real world. I used to love this woman and her politics, but like it or not, porn is a First Amendment free speech right. Conservatives are being attacked and jailed for saying what is protected speech. You fight for that, but would turn around and use those same powers to take what you don't like away. Within the GOP, I fight people like you because of that double standard. I come from a fundamentalist family, and I recognize when fundamentalists like you use your belief in God and abuse it. I've seen that firsthand. That post shows what you would do if in power. So, I am pro-life. But what the hell happened to us wanting to go to the woman? Not us personally, but, you know, somebody to point them to a planned pregnancy center where they actually help you versus Planned Parenthood that refuses to show you a sonogram. What happened to us educating them? Hey, there's other options. What happened to us saying you need to talk to the father, you need to talk to your preacher, et cetera, et cetera. Instead, we are willing to have big authoritarian government as big, if not bigger, than what Democrats, progressives, authoritarians, socialists, communists want when it comes to the pro-life. And when, as we saw over the last couple of years, measures, propositions, when I say measure, ballot measures, propositions that are authoritarian in abortion, they go down in flames. Now, people, I am pro-life. If anybody tries to tell me I'm not, go bleep yourself, because I do not want a woman. I remember being young, dumb, and a fool. You know, you get the classic call. A woman calls me. I think I'm pregnant. I was like, oh, my God. First thing I thought was abortion. Not even 1 second later, oh, hell, I'm going to be a father. Because as soon as I said it, that was an impossibility based on how my mother raised me. However, how is it that we believe in rights for women in terms of them speaking what they want, and then we want to deny them? Now, I am for limits on abortion. And my belief is we need to use science to find that limit, because science can now tell us. I am a man of faith, but I also believe there's various ways we can fight and win this battle. Right now, we are losing the abortion battle because we are just ignorant in how we choose to fight. I don't want any woman to give up a baby, but there's ways, instead of big authoritarian government that we can't get, that has failed with every ballot measure and every proposition, and will continue to do so. And the final thing about this for you, every politician has said they are pro-life, pro-life, pro-life. Then they'll vote for an omnibus bill that includes funding for Planned Parenthood. That's not supposed to be there because it's illegal. And they'll tell you, well, I had to vote for it. It was stuck in the package that I wanted. No, they didn't. The Republicans purposely allow those bills to move forward, too, when they have control of the party, because it's what and how they protect themselves. And we must start calling that out as well. So I love Candace Owens, but she really is kind of losing it in many ways. And God bless that woman for all she's done. But I always tell, but you can never be married to the individual. You know, it's like Bikram's yoga. I love that hot yoga, that 90 minutes. I feel like it cleanses me, even though science says it shouldn't. It has helped my injuries. Extremely popular. And it turns out Bikram was quite the sexual assaulter. So I say, hate the man, not what he gave us. Because in that sense, he gave something great to the world, despite the fact he was a jerk. So Candace Owens may be going off the rails, and she has a right to speak her mind, and she'll have her supporters, but I'm finding it harder and harder to support her, because, look, I'm sorry. Pornography is a First Amendment right, whether we like it or not. Maybe parents should do a better job of policing them. Maybe computer companies should be pressured in terms of how access is allowed. But it's difficult. But the real problem is parents aren't being parents anymore, and they want to blame somebody. Why? Well, hell, they use computers to babysit their kids. I've seen that over and over and over. So there's a lot of issues here, but illegally banning something and giving rise to the opposition to use it against you and to continue owning us in legislation is not the way to go. So, Candace, I hope you turn it around. I hope somebody slaps you, you know, like slap me, psh, like that Batman, kapow, you know, hitting Robin when he says something. That's a great meme. Okay, let's move on. We are going to go to... We went to the and let's give some kudos here. I saw this post from – well, actually, it was Candace Owens. Duh. My bus. All right, let's stick with Eric Abenante. I don't know this guy, and I don't know why he popped up on my timeline. Maybe we're following him. This is what blows my mind, because you're hearing this over and over and over. James Comey on Morning Joe asserts Trump is a threat to the rule of law that will target his political enemies. He is a threat to the rule of law in America. If he has the ability, smarter than he was last time, to use the power of the DOJ and the FBI to target his enemies. The irony, because we're seeing this happen with the DOJ. They have weaponized the Department of Justice to go after Trump. They actually authorized lethal force to be used against him at Mar-a-Lago. And they did it against Joe Biden. Now, I'll tell you this, and you're not going to believe this, but it's true. If one of those agents had decided they didn't like Trump, they could have laid something out, gunfire, and they could have killed him. Now, that's an extreme comment. But that is a possibility of what could have happened. That's a statistical possibility, regardless of whether you want to believe it or not. They were using it more as a scare tactic, I would imagine. But according to Trump, he didn't know about that. They didn't do this for Joe Biden, who illegally has classified documents. He's a senator. He has no right to keep any document. You know, I got in an argument with somebody about this. I said, you don't even know what the bleep the rules are in terms of classification. I do. I lived it in the military. You know, they assume it, one thing will hold you, a congressman, to a senator, to a state senator, you know, to the dog catcher. They'll believe that so they can win the argument. It's tough to win an argument against a military man who had access to classified material, who worked in the NWPL, which is Naval Warfare Publication Library, who had to clean it up from lost documents. You know, it's like Trump, the DOJ has weaponized themselves. New York has weaponized themselves. We all know this. The woman who won that said Trump raped her and never did. These are biased juries. And I don't know if something like this can make it to the Supreme Court, but it should. And the appeals court should be struck down. So when Trump takes power, he can use the righteous truth, because these have proven to be lies. He can use a righteous truth to remove these people and put them in jail if found guilty. Why? We can never let this happen again. And that's what James Comey is afraid of, because he's one of those who has lied, including under oath, to Congress. And now he is spreading more lies. I like what Eric Abenante said. Democrats, Joe Biden is not using the DOJ to target his top political enemies. Also, Democrats, if Trump wins, he will use the DOJ to target his political enemies. That's the lie they're spreading. So Trump, you know, it's like Hamas and Israel. If anybody did to my child what they did to those individuals, beat them, rape them, sodomize them. Now, these are people who believe in the Quran and sodomization. No, no, no. Sodomize them, then torture them, kill them, rape them some more, the hostages they had. Show them on video, all bloodied up. Let someone do that to your kid. Let's watch that on film. And then you come to me and say, Israel, you need to hold back. Where I would go to you, father, mother, whose son or daughter was just raped, was just pillaged, raped, and tortured, and raped, tortured, and then killed. You got to take a step back. Ain't no one going to sit there and say, William, I'm taking a step back. I have asked three individuals directly about that. What if it was your son, your daughter? And they won't answer. Because by answering, they're saying publicly, I'm okay with my kid getting raped, tortured, and murdered. And they're not. But another kid, yeah. So, James, and that's the problem with people like James Comey. They use all the tools available to undermine Trump illegally a lot, some of them. At worst case, most of the time, or some of the time. Worst case, all the time. I see it like 80-20. 80% of the time, they were weaponizing everything they could use. You know, and the problem with the swamp is there aren't enough Trump supporters that can do the job to be given the job. Look, I'm sorry. You've got to know your way around the ranch there to be able to fight back, and that's where Trump lags. So, James Comey, may he rot in hell when our maker calls him home. Well, he's not going to go home. He's going to sit there and take a little detour into the tropics, the very warm, the very hot tropics, if there's a heaven and hell. Okay, let's move on. Looks like we're with Eric Abenante again. Now, this one here cracks me up. This one cracks me up to death for one simple reason. Let's see if I can turn this on. She's stupid. This is a stupid woman. Man, if I'm not following this Eric Abinante, I need to. And I'm going to read what she said in case you guys missed it. These are the people calling Trump voters stupid. I'm sorry, I'm new at this. I'm supposed to be showing these little bubble things as we go along. So back to the podcast here. You know, the bottom line is Space Force, which was bad. I tried to like it in season one. I really did, but I couldn't. And it got quickly canceled after season two got released. And I'll be honest, the fact that it got renewed had more to do with the cast, the power, and probably a commitment they gave to the show versus the actual value and likability. And it was hammered. It was a terrible show. You know, it was great premise, terrible show, and it was woke, you know. And the TV series was named after Space Force. These are the lies. You see, this is what you call subliminal. You know, it just adds on. Oh, look at Space Force. Oh, Trump there. Yeah, all stupid people there. You know, naming Space Force after a TV show. Trump this, Trump that. That's what she's trying to impress. That's subliminal marketing, as I call it. Or in this case, subliminal indoctrination. You're left with, damn, is Trump that stupid? No. She's stupid. She's a liar. She's not stupid. She's actually very intelligent in what she does. She's a liar, outside the fact that we all know she dyes that red hair. I like what he says. Next, she's going to accuse F. Scott Fitzgerald for plagiarizing the film The Great Gatsby. Look it up. But that would just irk me. And that's what you have to be aware of. And people, para mí Latino que son conservador. If you're Latino and you're conservative, you go after people who talk like this. You don't give them a quarter. This one from Paul A. Cipula. Joe Biden just told graduates at Morehouse College in Georgia that America hates them because they're black. This divisive rhetoric is exactly why Biden is losing support of the black community. To black Americans out there, every time he talks, it's about how you're a failure. And sure, he blames it on America, but that's the farthest from the truth. He is the man who one of his best friends was a KKK member. He is a man who says he didn't want his kids going to school with somebody like in the jungle or something to that effect. This man has racist trope after racist trope. He says all blacks are monolithic, meaning y'all think alike and vote for him. Yeah, if you're not black, or you're not black if you don't vote for him. This man has more racist comments than Trump ever had. Hell, at least Trump was very sailor-like. He didn't care what color a woman was as a man. He just wanted some beautiful woman to make love to. That was Trump in the 80s. You know, Biden, I ain't never seen him with nothing but a blue-eyed blonde woman. In fact, Jill Biden, this whole story about, it was Camelot. No, it wasn't. She was cheating on his husband, on her husband. You know, Joe Biden is a liar. This is what he says every single time. Black America, I know my Latino brethren, we Latinos, we're not falling for it. The fact that he said this, you should be angry at him because he's saying that you're not going to make it for reasons not your fault, but that's the furthest thing from the truth. And even if they were against you, this is America. You can still create your own world and live in it. And by that meaning, do your own thing. I did. Nobody wanted to help me in the fantasy sports community to help build the company myself and my partner built. We did that. We created our own world. And what happens? The conglomerates come in afterwards. Nobody helped me. I didn't get tax breaks. I saw minimum wage increase. So that screwed the college kids I had working for me. So if anything, society was hurting me. Yet my website was ranked in the top 2,000 in the world at one point. And I felt I had to sell it at a 10-year mark for issues we're not going to get into now. But at that time, I was it with that company. And nobody freaking helped us. I and my partner, we did it all. You can too. If a 5'7" Latino I need to wear heels. That could say I'm 5'9". or the shorts, or shorts, not shorts, but the Sylvester Stallone ones. But 5'7" Latino, too small to play the sport he loved the best, could come in and help commercialize and pioneer a brand new industry in fantasy sports, then by God, any Black American can do that. Any Latino American can do that. Any white American can do that. And the type of American I'm talking about, from the working class. And who is educated in both street smarts, book smarts, and business. So this divisive rhetoric that this moron, Dementia Joe, spews is meant for you to hate. Y si eres Latino, somos Latinos, somos flojos. Vamos a trabajar para los comunitos, ¿o qué? Yo voy a trabajar para yo. Solamente para yo y mi familia. Y si puedo ayudar a alguien, yo voy a ayudarle. Pero no, nunca voy a ser un esclavo para alguien como Biden. I said, look, if you're Latino, you can do it. I did it. Are we Latinos or are we weak? Are we Latinos or are we going to fall to the Democrat bull? Look, people, I escaped the plantation and you can too. It's that simple. I was a former liberal. All right, let's keep moving. Oh, this one got me here. Biden just, oh, I know what happened. I should have. He kept playing. Okay, I know what happened. Okay, so Joe Biden just lied and said, in America, we leave no veteran behind. And what Paul here posted about is the first thing I thought of. Biden disgracefully left 13 American service members behind to die during his disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan. He also voted against funding the warriors that were in Iraq way back whenever that saying was. I was against it before I was for it. You know, that mantra. Because all Democrats voted against it. They didn't want it played out against them during the campaign, so they had another vote, and they all voted for it. And it became a joke. And of course, the Republicans didn't know how to do it. Look, Biden lies about Bo. Nobody even knows if Bo was any good at what he did. I would wager he was not. He tries to create these sales. Bo the warrior, Bo the warrior. Bo was died on a damn table of brain cancer. He didn't die, playing an Arnold Schwarzenegger action hero like the tale he likes to give. I can understand. My son was an action hero. Heck, you know, then we got Hunter, and that's just another tale. But if you're a soldier, if you served, and you're a moron, look, people, there are more dumb, stupid people who serve than there are smart, good people. That's just a fact. You don't believe me? You ask anyone in a heart-to-heart talk. We get a lot of losers in the military, and some of them, a lot of them, most of them will turn into great men and women. But there's a lot who don't change. And if you're one of those, and you can recognize those, because all the values of what makes up a phenomenal warrior are conservative, about sacrifice, about giving, about charging into the fray to help, to serve your country for freedom while others run away from it. Those aren't progressive traits. Those are conservative traits. Because I do run across a bunch of what I call the JJs who claim they were in the military served. And if you're one of them and you're okay with this, that he let 13 American service members die, then I hope there's a spot for you in hell. Because he was told, Mr. President, we cannot provide the security, but he wanted optics. He wanted the way it would look. And it all went south for that moron. So another lie, Dementia Joe. He just can't help himself. You know, he just can't help himself. All right. The State Department sends condolences to the death of Ebrahim Raisi. Raisi was overseeing the Ministry of Intelligence efforts to assassinate senior former U.S. diplomats, including Blinken's predecessor, Mike Pompeo, and this individual's boss, Brian Hook. And that is true. And we send condolences. If you're an American, I don't care if you're a Democrat, if you're a progressive socialist, you're lost. You're lost. We just hope you leave this world peacefully sooner than later, because you want to destroy America. You want to bite the hands that feed you. But if you're just a Democrat wondering, this is what they're supporting. This is the regime or the country that Obama helped fund by sending $60 billion back that they use for terrorists and nuclear weapons research, to support terrorists and for nuclear weapons. You know, Obama, look, I'm sorry, people, y'all gonna hate to hear this, but Obama's no different than Bush. He had his masters, and like a loyal dog, did what they were told. These people who think Obama's calling the shots, you're a moron. And there's some serious heavy hitters out there who make that claim with no proof. Absolutely no proof. Obama's nothing but a frat boy. Some say he's gay. Some say he's not. I don't know. I don't care. But I know this. He went to an all-male retreat down in Lake Tahoe. Secret, hush, hush. Tee-hee. I'm playing around with that. I just had to have my fun. But you get my point. These are people who are funding the people who want to kill us. This one's interesting because it was community checked. Ebrahim Raisi's nickname was the Butcher of Tehran as a result of his mass murder and brutal torture of political dissidents. And our government sent them condolences. But you should not be as shocked as you would think, for the simple reason we're trying to do that here to Donald Trump, to the J6ers. You don't think they're not torturing them in prison? Not in the traditional sense of what you're thinking of movies, but keeping these J6ers in prison for years, where, hell, in New York City, it's a revolving door. Somebody just killed a cop, got minimal sentence, robberies, assaults, they're letting them out. It's just run into the thousands in New York City already. I mean, they're competing with Ebrahim Raisi, Alvin Bragg is. And I'm not lying. Oh, William, you're exaggerating. No, I'm not. Some serious crimes. And then they're going to tell you, crime is bad, William. What the hell are you talking about? Yeah, well, when you're not convicting anybody and cops stop arresting people for the crime, of course the stats are going to look nice. But that is what this current regime is doing. Iran is a dictatorship, authoritarian, whatever you want to call it. That's what Democrats want to bring here. And leftists are okay with it. You're okay with it right now because they're attacking me and my kind, conservatives. But every so often, as you're seeing it with this Hamas-Israel war, they'll go after you too. Because at the end of the day, they only care about their power and enriching themselves financially. And they see authoritarianism and playing you the fool as a way to do it. And how do they keep you the fool? Indoctrination in public schools. We'll be talking about that more down the road. But I want you to think about the government. The government that's 30-some-odd trillion in debt, and Trump did have a hand in that. But Trump got this economy booming. And there's offsets to that. However, Trump, not only there was enough to offset, but we are destroying this country from within. And I can't remember who said it, but they said if our country falls, it will not be because of an external force. And he's right. With our nuclear capability, no country will attack us because of the ramifications. Doesn't mean a dirty bomb won't hit us one day because of how this government is, who's it's letting into this country. You know, they let a lot of immigrants from the Middle East, and we're seeing it. Death to America. We let them in to enjoy the fruits and labor of this country. And to them, they're working hard for death to America. Holy mackerel, I did not do this. Look at this. Red, white, and rude, where conservatism and pop culture collide. The big question to Big John. Joe Rogan, eat your heart out. Big John knows how to interview too. And this is points on the board. So why did I have this one? Anyway, my friends, my point is I'm learning all this, and I will get it together. And there you have it. That is this week's show. I'm going to start doing more of this because some of this stuff happens so fast. I want to come out with these quick podcasts and some of them will be live streamed to talk about them. Maybe grab somebody. Hey, let's get on the podcast and do it. But at the end of the day, everything I showed you here and all my comments about it were true. Prove me wrong. Anybody, prove me wrong. Send me a note. William, I disagree with you here. We'll debate it on a points on the board. I have no qualms destroying you. Okay. So before I leave you, my friends, once again, you can find this podcast at grumblingsmedia.com with all the rest of our other political, sports, and pop culture entertainment podcasts. You can also find us at Rumble, which is starting to finally pick up some traction. YouTube, which we've had some traction moving on there. And I have no clue what the numbers are to the traditional outlets of Apple, Google, Spotify, and Pandora. I just love saying that. You know, I never cared about throwing around the fact that I was Latino, but now I'm like, I pisses my friend off, who's basically, why are you mocking me like that? I'm like, what's that? I really shouldn't, man. The guy could squash me with one punch. But I have a lot of fun. I have a lot of fun with that. So I want to sit there and remind you, I will be back next week. And my friends, until next time, I am William Del Pilar, and this is Points on the Board. I bid you adieu.